This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Atonement is a word we often hear, but what does it have to do with the real problems we're concerned with today? Leroy offers fresh insight as we studied Leviticus chapters 16 and 17. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Over the past 35 years, I've spent a lot of time preaching the gospel to college students. And it's always an exciting thing to see a completely secular young person understand for the first time how the death of Jesus Christ some 2,000 years ago can pay for his or her sins today. In trying to explain this wonderful truth of atonement, I tell the story of the young man who is brought before the judge for an offense and is given the verdict, $30 or 30 days. But the young man, who is now sorry for what he has done, has no money to pay his fine. So the judge, who has pronounced the sentence according to the law, steps down, removes his robe, takes out his own wallet, and pays the fine. He has satisfied the justice of the law, but out of love, he has paid the young man's penalty and set him free. And in Jesus Christ, that's exactly what God has done for you and me. As we read the Old Testament record of the Day of Atonement, our minds continually leap forward to the New Testament. And like reading two books at once, the Old Testament message is clarified by the New. And the New Testament tells us, "But Christ, being come a high priest, entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats sanctifies to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?" There is another New Testament picture that emerges from the Old. In the Day of Atonement, two goats were provided for the people, one for a sin offering and its blood sprinkled before the mercy seat and on the altar, and the other was a scapegoat. The sins of the nation were confessed over it, and then it was sent away into the wilderness, signifying that they themselves, because of their sin, deserved to be banished from the presence of God. The scapegoat was a picture of Christ, because the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. The New Testament says that Jesus Christ was made sin for us. And John the Baptist pointed to Christ and cried, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Through Christ's atonement, our sins are covered, forgiven, and removed. We can find rest for our souls and enjoy the incredible privilege of walking daily with God. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To encourage you in your life of daily discipleship, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Daily Walk directs your Bible reading and offers fresh insights on how to live a Christ-centered life and share His love with others. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, the real story behind spiritual tragedy in the lives of prominent and not so prominent Christians. Join us on Daily Discipleship.